Just watching the Red Arrows doing this display here at RAF Cosford Air Show, and one of the engineers who's responsible for getting those aircraft up in the air, your name is?
Nicky.
Sorry?
Nicky.
Hello, Nicky. How are you doing?
I'm very good today, yeah, thank you.
Fine. Are you pleased with what you're seeing up in the air?
Yeah, they're doing very good. Nice display. Shame about the weather, but it's good, yeah?
Absolutely. Now, you trained here at RAF Cosford, is that right?
Yeah, I did. I left about 4 months ago.
All right, okay. And how about the training here? Enjoyable, interesting, informative, and you obviously came away with a nice quality of engineering skills, yeah?
Yeah, it benefited me massively coming here now. What I learned at Cosford, it taught me well. I've managed to bring it to the Red Arrows and apply it.
So did you go right the way through training here at Cosford?
Yeah, I've done 6 months mechanical training to become an aircraft maintenance mechanic. Mm. Now I've do 9 months at Scampton, then I go back and finish off my course back here at Cosford.
All right, so you go to Scampton, you've been with the Red Arrows, and
yeah.
How long do you do as a tour with the Red Arrows?
It could be anywhere from 9 months to about 14, and right. Then I come back to Cosford.
Something special about being an engineer for the Red Arrows?
Yeah, it's a privilege, isn't it? It's not every day you get to watch these guys and work with them firsthand. It's great.
Because I've talked a lot to people at RAF Cosford about how important engineering is and, the vital job that you guys do, because if those planes weren't operational, then they wouldn't be up here entertaining all the big crowds here at Cosford.
Yeah, obviously, the guys at Cosford here, they give you the basics, and then you go and work with the guys at Scampton, and it just brings on leaps and bounds, so it's great.
So you'll come back to Cosford, will you?
Yeah, I'll come back to Cosford maybe in 8-9 months' time.
And then what is the continuation as far as your engineering training is concerned?
I'll move on to trade training, so I'm going to trade as an avionics technician. So it'll be a lot more on the electrical side of the aircraft, apart from the mechanical, so I'll go from there.
Did you always hanker to be an engineer, or did you want to fly? What were the thoughts?
No, I never thought of flying. I didn't think I was capable enough, so I'll stick to the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, I was talking to one of the engineers, and he was saying about the fact, he sat in the back seat of, a fighter jet, and, it was a real thrill, but in many ways, he wanted to be a pilot, but obviously didn't qualify, but,
Yeah, fortunately, a few weeks ago, I got to go in the back in Greece, but it didn't tempt me to be a pilot. What these guys do is unreal. I couldn't do this.
Sitting in the back of one of these Hawks, yeah?
Yeah, in the back of one of the Hawks, yeah. So it was really good.
Didn't tempt you to want to be a pilot?
No, I really enjoyed it, but it just, I still don't think I could do it. These guys are good at what they're doing. It's pretty hard, I assume, so I don't fancy it.
And what prompted you to actually get a career in engineering at the RAF, for example?
Pardon?
What decided you to do that?
It was more of the challenge that I fancied, to be fair. I joined pretty late. I was 26. So I just fancied doing something a bit different with my life and having a go and challenging myself. It's been a good challenge as well so far.
Where's home normally?
The lakes.
Up in the lake this year. Lovely part of the world, but obviously not a bad place to be at the heart of engineering here at RAF Cosford.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad place to go home and visit, so it's all right. And being here, it's great, so I can't complain.
So where is the home in the lakes?
A small place called Ravenglass.
Oh, right, okay.
So, yeah.
No doubt, no, some Ravensky, yeah?
No, Ravenglass.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's all the way up in there, tiny little village.
Fantastic.
About 300 people, not that many.
Lovely part of the world.
Yeah, it's great, it's lovely.
Right, good luck and well done.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Thanks, Nicky, that's lovely. Problem.